We're holding here in Amud Tzadik Dalid, in the Shtikl, I think, Ketayv Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. So, Dor HaChadosh, over the years, Dor HaChadosh goes Kefi Seder Megillah. What he does is he has the Hakdamas, the old Psichtas that the Chazal have, and then he continues Kefi Seder of the Megillah with the Mamori Chazal. Ketayv Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. Ubimedrish, Amar Ablevi, Umasoilam Elam Toiva. So Rablevi said that Umasoilam don't have Toiv. Istanli, Voksiv, Kitoiv Leva Melech. So the Mar says Kitoiv Ksiv. So it says it's not really good. It was Ki'ilu good. Toiva Ve'ena Toiva. So the Kaf HaDimyon means that there's some sort of Ki'ilu, but it's not really Be'emes Toiv. Generally speaking, we've spoken about the Kaf HaDimyon many times before. There's Rebbe Rechaya. It's something that's very unique to Loshon HaKodesh, that there's a Kaf HaDimyon. Let's explain why. In every preposition in the language connects to words. So you say that this is under it, behind, next to it. Whenever I speak of position, a preposition usually sort of gives you a type of attachment. So, l'mashal, in the oisis bachlam, beis means in, lamid means to, mem means from. So those three are the primary positions. Something is either in something, from something, or to something. That the Kaf HaDimyon is very, very unique in Loshon HaKodesh. The word like exists in other languages, but that should become part of the word is significant. It means that one of the properties of things in this world is they're in the likeness of other things. That's Maima Muska, is not who he's talking about, but that's the Kaf. So when you say something is Kitoiv, and we speak about this Kelokim Yodea Tovara, that Adam would be like Elokim Yodea Tovara. So this is Kitoiv LeMelech B'Yayin. So Chazal say it's Kitoiv, but it's not Toiv. Unqualified. They were tuvelev. Smechem tuvelev. V'yeshalim echelim toiva. V'yeshalim toiva. What do you mean they don't have good? The Baruch Hashem, not part of Baruch Hashem, but whatever it is, it's they. Many of them are very well off and everything's well. Avapir is there. Ka toiva gemura ina toiva gashmis. Shein toiv gashmi toiva gemura. V'dovik ba hedesh ora. So let's discuss this. The word toiv has the word toiv in the real sense of the word, it can be an adjective. In other words, something that has good to it. This cake tastes good. That's one use of the word toiv. And then the word toiv in Lashon Kodesh has almost like a noun. The good, that which is good, as if something could be totally good. Now, let's take a look at the things that we use the word good normally. The word good for us is a quality, but being an adjective, it needs a noun to qualify. So, if this is a good piece of cake, it's a piece of cake. And it's good. It tastes good. It has a rich taste to it, a sweet taste to it, whatever it is. So anytime, whenever I have the word tov used in normal context, it comes with something. And the thing it comes with exacts a price. Lamashal, if I say this statue is a beautiful statue, in time, the statue shaboy, the stone is going to erode and the beauty will be gone. This painting is a beautiful painting. It's going to fade because the tov shaboy is a quality of something physical and that's going to fade. When a person, Chazal say that when they ate the man, they were very, very, they were very scared because they didn't go to the bathroom. And they said it's impossible for a human being. What does that mean? What's in that whole Yetzirah? Let's ask ourselves a question. If we need to understand the Yetzirah HaAdam, I mean, it's hard enough to find food. Why can't we just have net that anything that's made to eat should be 100% food? Why is it that of the food, the body separates out X amount that is used and the rest is waste product? The answer is the tziruf of everything in this world is a physical platform that's not useful, and the good, the what's usable, what I can actually apply, that's on top of that. So in a piece of material, which a lot of it I can't use, it just passes through my system, goes out, it includes in itself vitamins and proteins and fats and sugars that my body does use. But it's always inside something that is chaymer. The man was just that essence that the body uses without any waste product. And that's something that we can't cope with. It's something that we said it's not shaykh to live like that. So the toiv in the bria is a person takes something that the cake tastes good, and he eats one piece, another piece. At some point, it becomes extremely uncomfortable and distressing if he overeats. Why? Because the goodness of it, the pleasantness of it, is impregnated in some sort of material, and that material at some point overwhelms me, and I can't cope with it. That's the tziruf of tov to chaymer in the bria. And that's why whatever you enjoy, there's always, pardon the pun, before Purim, there's always a hangover after too much enjoyment, because the yayin yisamach levav enosh comes at a price, and the price is there because every toiv is mechuber to something else. So every tainug in the bria, as a person indulges more and more, he's beginning to load himself up with more and more misa, and anything we overdo, that's what happens. So when we speak of toiv as an adjective, so toiv is a quality latched onto something else. When we speak of toiv as a noun, it's toiv in its own right, which we don't actually have in this world. Now let's go to a much, much finer sense of toiv, and that is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are toiv. But every mitzvah comes with a certain material, with a certain chaymer to it, that limits the mitzvah. Matzah is only good on Pesach. So matzah is a tremendous mitzvah. It mechaber a person to Kadosh Baruch Hu in tremendous ways, and it's tam cheirus, it's wonderful things, but it's limited to Leil Pesach. Sukkah is limited to Sukkah, and so on. Tefillin is limited to the hand and to the head, and it's limited to Yom or to the weekdays, not Shabbos, whatever. So all of those, any tov that we have in the bria is not tov gomer, because it's a quality that describes some other thing which is not tov. The one thing that we have in the bria that's kula tov is Torah. And I always point out, for us, something that's totally tov is very difficult to cope with. Shabbos Yontiv, Yom Tov, at some point begins to get the better of us. It becomes very difficult, because we're not geared for that. So Umas HaOlam, every tov, anything that they call good or enjoyable, becomes a vehicle. It comes at a certain price, and therefore there's no real tov. It's always kitov. It always feels as if it's good, but it has in itself a part. Whatever a person is indulging in, there's always a piece of it. The more he indulges, the more it's beginning to pull the person down. So he says like this. Let's see it inside. Katoiva gmur ein a toiva gashmis. Because ain toiv gashmi toiv gmur, because no toiv gashmi is really good. The Mesillas Yesharim says it on a more practical level. when Mr. Sharon speaks of Chovos HaRem Bolamo, he says, you can't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world as an end to itself, because there's nothing in this world that's really good all the way. And everything winds down. There's nobody that walks around that says, everything's fantastic and it's great. There's always something that's bothering him. The people who do say everything's fantastic and great usually are hiding a real something that's really depressing them. It's always everything, and Rosh Hashanah says, Ramchal says, you know, maybe 1 in 1,000 could possibly say that on the balance, his life was much, much more pleasant than it was difficult. Life is full of difficulties. So the Umas HaOlam, whose only sense of Toiv can be with an attachment of Gashmis, at best, it's Kitoiv Leivam Alch B'Yayin. It's similar to what Toiv is. Av Ika Toiv Toiv Eloikis. But it's only Toiv Eloikis that's really Tov. V'kachu Toivasan She Yisrael. Kashem Smeichem V'Tuv Leivav. Az Ashchina Shair Aleihem. When the Simchu Tuv Leivav, that's when the Hashoras Ashchina. Hashoras Ashchina means it's a Metzias that's Kuloi Toiv. Let me add another connect to what the Maharal is saying over here. Hashoras Ashchina needs something physical. You have the Mishkan. So the Mishkan needs to be a building with certain materials and certain ways and everything is makpid and so on and so forth. But once you have the Mishkan, the Hashoras Ashchina in itself is something that is above it. The Hashoras Ashchina doesn't come integrated in something. It comes on top of something. But it's so when Klal Yisrael is b'toiv, their whole Metzias is toiv. V'kachum t'toiv Yisrael Yisrael Hashem smer t'v levav az ha-shchina sh'ar lehem ke'ein ha-shchina sh'ar rak m'toich simcha. So you need simcha. But once you have that simcha, the shchina is there. V'dov azeh einer b'umais. U'lefikoch t'oivosan shal umos einer t'oiv ha-mitis rak gashmis. Avla toiv amitis he built the gashmis. Kama toiv she osid she toiv gashmis ak ruchnis. Shemar av tufcha she tzavato yachav zembo. I want to add a little bit to this point, I guess more on practical level and so on. When an umas ha'olam have a party that they enjoy, it was a smashing party. So first of all, it means something got smashed. That's always it's like a noun. The smashing party is not an adjective. It's a verb. It actually something, but you always leaves an aftertaste in your mouth. I guess the best, if a person needs to measure, was it a simcha shel mitzvah or a simcha shel hevel? If a person's simcha has a certain shleimus to it, a person had a moment that was elevated, you don't carry it forever because that's life. We can't carry it forever. But once it goes on, I look back to it, there was no downside to it. Yes, it's disappointing and it only lasted X amount of time, but it's not as if it left an aftertaste in my mouth. When a person indulges in a physical bacchanalian of some sort, in some sort of goyish, something that is that's not kedusha, then usually there's a hangover of sorts, an aftertaste, a feeling that I let myself go, a feeling that there was unpleasantness associated with it, and so on and so forth. And it's something, I guess, very relevant that we're coming towards Purim. Baruch Hashem, the Olam here has been, over the years, extremely well-behaved. That's the issue is not, one issue is, you know, being more behaved, less behaved, Kiddush Hashem, and so on. That's part of it. The real issue is having a real good time, having toiv. Any toiv that you have that's not Kedusha leaves you afterwards feeling blah, and an aftertaste, you know, because everything that's comes from the chelik of the bria that's not tov has in itself ra chayma mixed in, and that chayma takes the price. So just like if I decide to take the beauty and paint it on a painting. So the beauty on the painting is limited by the quality of the cloth and the paint, and when it disintegrates, it disintegrates. When I eat food that tastes very good, I have the good taste, I have the food also in me, and it's taking its toll, whatever it is, a stomachache, a weight, or whatever it is, not good for the body. A person, anything a person drinks, so whatever simcha that comes on top of the drink takes its toll also on the person. When a person engages in the simcha of kedusha, of mitzvah, so it leaves a good taste, a sense, you know, it was an enriching moment, it was an elevating moment, it was a farbrengen of sorts where we really had tov without the downside of ra. And it's, I guess, it's your best yardstick of whether whatever it is that you're engaged in, whatever simcha comes from tov or not, is it kitov or is it tov? Was there something that did it come at a price? And where minimally you look back and you say to yourself, you know, I was silly, I was stupid, I was, you know, whatever it is. Or a person comes with a certain sense of a noblement. And that's really the aspect of it. Okay, we'll hold it here.